Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Tennis legend Novak Djokovic came under fire this week after it was revealed his father posed for a video with a pro-Russian flag depicting Vladimir Putin's face, RadarOnline.com has learned. The surprising incident reportedly took place Thursday night in Melbourne shortly after Novak, 35, reached the Australian Open semifinals. According to Daily Mail, tournament officials were forced to issue a statement after the video was uploaded to a pro-Russia YouTube channel. Officials were also forced to evict four pro-Russian spectators from Melbourne Park and warn Novak's father, Serjan Djokovic, about his future behavior at the tournament. A small group of people displayed inappropriate flags and symbols and threatened security guards following a match on Wednesday night and were evicted, Tennis Australia said in their statement. One patron is now assisting police with unrelated matters, the officials continued. Players and their teams have been briefed and reminded of the event policy regarding flags and symbols and to avoid any situation that has the potential to disrupt. We continue to work closely with event security and law enforcement agencies. According to the Australian Open entry rules, any flags or rhetoric promoting both Russia or Belarus are strictly forbidden from the tournament. In the video posted to the pro-Russian YouTube channel Thursday night, Novak's father is captured alongside a group of seemingly Russian spectators standing behind a flag with Putin's face emblazoned across the front. The spectators are then heard chanting "Long live Russia!" before being evicted from the venue. Vasyl Myroshnichenko, Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, spoke out shortly after Thursday night's incident to express his disgust toward the behavior of the Australian Open spectators. "It's a full package," he said. Among the Serbian flags, there is a Russian flag, Putin, Z symbol, so-called Donetsk People Republic flag. "It's such a disgrace," Myroshnichenko added. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, this is not the first time Novak has found himself at the center of controversy. Over the summer, the Serbian tennis star was barred from competing in the US Open because he refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. As a result, Novak was forced to skip the prestigious event after having previously won the US Open in 2018.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.